Trevor Noah blasts New York's hypocritical vaccination rules, "ZT like this doesn't make any sense." By David Ng on March 15, 2022. Comedy Central's The Daily Show host Trevor Noah has blasted New York City's contradictory COVID-19 vaccination rules that prohibited NBA star Kyrie Irving from playing with his Nets teammates but allowed him to watch the game from the stands with a full audience. Trevor Noah sounded off during a monologue on Monday's show. "Restrictions are being lifted so quickly that things are getting a little confusing, you know. Like for example, okay, right here in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams has lifted the rule that you have to be vaccinated to attend indoor events. Okay, that's gone. But there is still a rule that you have to be vaccinated to go to your workplace," Noah said. "So if someone's job is at an indoor event, they can't go to work but they can show up to work to watch their colleagues do their thing. Yeah, which is exactly what happened this weekend. Watch below. Yeah, guys, I don't care like how COVID compliant you are, shit like this makes zero sense. Can we agree on that?" Noah said. "So Kyrie can go inside, not wear a mask, even hug a teammate, but he cannot play." Noah continued. "I don't get it. Why? Does the ball have a weak immune system? What's going on? I mean, it's crazy, just think about it, just think about it. Kyrie can't play, but he can sit in the stands, right, like a fan. And, then, as a fan, what happens if he gets picked to take the half-court shot to win the car? Can he do that? What are those rules? How does it work? New York City requires any worker who performs in-person work or interacts with the public in the course of business to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. At the same time, the city has dropped its indoor vaccination requirements for places like restaurants, shops, gyms, and cinemas. Trevor Noah recently torched President Joe Biden over his catastrophic foreign policy leadership after leaders of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates reportedly refused to take the president's phone calls. "This would have never happened to Donald Trump. Never," said the anti-Trump comedian. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.